It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 8th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Patreon supporters get those shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. It's going to be a lot about Rivian today. Rivian unveiled not one, not two, but three electric cars yesterday. The R2, the R3, and the R3X. We knew the R2 was coming. Starts at $45,000. It's basically a Model Y or a Mustang Mach-E. It's the same dimensions. A little bit shorter than a Model Y, but otherwise it'll aim for over 300 miles of range with three different motor options, single, dual, and tri-motor, which is amazing. And it's going to have a new cell format, a 4695 cell. Didn't say who their suppliers were going to be, though. The R2 is a platform designed for mid-size vehicles. It'll accelerate to 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. It has all the Rivian family resemblance with the front lights and 11 cameras and 5 radars. The front seats fold down, as in the two front seats fold down completely flat, along with the back seats completely flat. And you can sleep in this thing if you put a little air mattress in. So it is aimed at, you know, that adventure side, even if you never use it for adventuring. I guess you have to buy into that kind of marketing side of it, which is where they're going with this. They also, though, mentioned that with the R2, they'll make it in Normal, Illinois, which is a big deal. They're not going to build that new factory in Georgia, saving $2.25 billion in capital expenditure, with a real cash crunch for, well, all EV makers, really. But they'd previously promised 7,500 new jobs at that Georgia facility. It's on the back burner. CEO RJ Scarron said the R2 was significant in targeting the mid-size segment. That is an understatement of the year. This vehicle will make Rivian. If they can get through to producing it, and there's no guarantee, I don't want to be a party pooper here, but if they can get through to 2026, beginning of 26, bring this car to market, it could well be, and they can make them in scale, a huge seller for them. If they can make them profitably, it secures the company's future. They also showed off two new cars, more proof of concept cars, really, R3 and R3X, the size of a Golf, if you like. But with all the Rivian styling and family resemblance, maybe 2027 for this. I don't think you should hold out too much hope of these cars arriving anytime soon. It was more to generate excitement and heat and have a one more thing moment, and it did that, but really the R2 is where the action is, and it's going to be enormously important for these vehicles. It's not a truck, by the way. It is a family crossover. For this vehicle to get to market as soon as possible, they know this, and secure the future of that company. Link in the show notes to a load of pictures and stuff like that. Tesla is launching a two-seater Model Y. They've taken out everything behind the front two seats in France, because there's a tax loophole for commercial vehicles that have two or three seats up front and nothing behind. And in terms of business owners and people who want to use a really, really good EV, but for commercial purposes, well, actually, the Model Y has got a ton of storage, and I think, didn't Renault do that? Renault Zoe have like a van version? Anyway, just for the French market, it looks really cool. Tesla's Powerwall is officially on sale now. Officially. I mean, they've been installing them for a while now, since last year, but you can now go online and order Powerwall 3. It costs about $8,500, but there's incentives, aren't there, to get some money off. The big deal with this is a 30 kilowatt peak power, so if you've got anything that's going to pull a big load, it'll do 11.5 kilowatts continuous. There's a fast track appeal going on in Michigan. The Blue Oval battery park there. Local groups are trying to resist that. Ford are moving forward with it, saying they're going to not only build the battery plant, but create lots of great opportunities for, you know, local jobs and things like that. But that one's tied up in the courts. Hyundai are offering really good finance deals in both the US and here in the UK. £249 a month for the Arniq 5 and 6 for business leasing, £300 a month personal finance. And that's an amazing deal for these fast-charging, future-proof, fantastic electric vehicles. KGM is the new name for SsangYong. They're going to bring a four-wheel drive truck to the UK market sometime next year. And congratulations, Volvo Trucks, for hitting all new records with their EV truck deliveries in 2023.